President Obama announced today that companies with more than 100 employees will soon need to report what they pay their employees by race, gender, and ethnicity.
The announcement comes on the 7th anniversary of the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. It builds on the president's efforts to address the pay gap between men and women.
Here's the president explaining why he's pushing for this change and why the gender gap in wages is a problem.
And it means that women are not getting the fair shot that we believe every single American deserves. It doesn't just defend our values at a time when women are increasingly the breadwinners in our households. Paying them less makes it harder for families to cover the necessities like childcare or health care, just to pay the bills.
Joining us now to give us the latest on the announcement is Edward Isaac Dover, senior White House reporter for Politico. Isaac, thanks for joining us. Well, talk us through what the president is announcing. What changes under this executive action?
Well, so the big thing is that he has put into place something now that will require companies that have more than 100 employees to report data about salaries based on or classified by gender, race, and ethnicity. So they won't necessarily be saying how much each person earns, but that they will be saying this is how much men earn on average, this is how much women earn. It's not clear exactly how deep the breakdown will be, whether it'll be an overall thing or that we'll know position by position. At some point that becomes private data. But the president has put that into place, and he's also used today as a time to remember the Lilly Ledbetter Act, which was the first thing that he signed into law when he was a very new president in 2009, that was about combating pay discrimination for women. And also making a push, even though he knows very well that Congress is not likely to take him up on the offer to pass what's called the Paycheck Fairness Act. And that would extend the protections that are in place to make sure that people are getting paid the same no matter what their gender is, their ethnicity, their race, all that stuff.
And you mentioned the Lilly Ledbetter Act passed by Congress and the president early in his term. Obviously, if they're still taking executive actions now, there's a sense that that fell short. So why? Why is there a sense that that didn't fix all that it was supposed to fix?
Well, it was, the president would say, a first step in this, and that there is a need to continue to expand the protections that are there and the oversight that is there, because the Ledbetter Act made some progress, but there was then, in 2014, the president signed an executive action requiring that all federal contractors have an equal pay structure, and then this measure today with the requiring companies to put their data out there is another step forward in this. And of course, the Paycheck Fairness Act, were it to ever get passed, would be more along those lines. But this is not. Few of these things have happened without a lot of pushback. The pushback not being that people are saying women should make less money than men, but that people think that this is not the right way to approach it, and it's too much government intervention into private companies anyway.
And all this really changes, as I understand it, is data collection right now. So the hope from the White House is once they have these numbers, they can see what the scope is of discrimination, and that's going to help help solve problems?
Well, not just once the White House or the government has it, but if you imagine that this data could be accessible and that women who might suspect that they're getting paid less than men would be able to either have that verified or contradicted by the data, that could change how this goes. You know, if you go back to Lilly Ledbetter, who was an employee for was over 20 years or almost 20 years, and she only found out that there was some issue with her pay compared to her male coworkers based on an anonymous message that she got. So she doesn't even know where it came from, but somebody flagged it for her, and then she began to look into it. So what you have is a situation now where There are a lot of women who wonder whether they're getting paid less than their male counterparts. They know that the general statistics are out there that men, that women make 79 cents to a dollar that men make on average, and they will theoretically, with this data push, be able to see whether that applies to their workplace.
We're talking to Edward Isaac Dover. He's senior White House reporter for Politico, looking at executive action at the White House today on equal pay issues by gender. Now let's get into the politics. Isaac, you wrote about that 2014 action and said, yeah, there's a substantive policy thing here, but also it came at a time, a political time, a part of an effort to help Democrats in the congressional races. Do you see a similar thing this time around? This is an issue that might be important, say, in the presidential race.
Sure, because the box that the president gladly puts Republicans into here is having them oppose what he's doing based on their political principle, saying that they think there's another way to do it. But what he hopes that, and Democrats overall hope this looks like to people, is that the Republicans are saying that they're just not for equal pay. Obviously, there's a political advantage in that if they can make people believe that that's true.
And part of the Republican argument, especially for the action he's looking for in Congress, that Paycheck Protection Act, I think it was called, is Fairness Act. I'm sorry. Yeah. Thank you. Is that it's going to open the door to lawsuits. They're saying this is a trial lawyer enhancement act, in effect.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that often comes up in this. That you see the arguments largely about, not on the principle of equal pay versus unequal pay, but the method of doing it, which seems like they will create a large government intervention into private business. They'll create lawsuits, and that some of those lawsuits may not be well-justified lawsuits, but that the people that would be the proposed beneficiaries of these laws wouldn't see the gains of it so much as the trial lawyers themselves would.
Staying with the politics of all this for a moment, I've heard analysis that the Republican Party, to win the presidency this year, needs to improve its performance among women voters. This could be an issue that affects them. It's an even bigger issue if you end up with something like people have said a Hillary Clinton against Donald Trump general election. Are women going to be a really contested, working women in particular, a contested category for both parties?
Certainly, and look, though Bernie Sanders is still a possibility as the nominee for the Democrats, most people would still put the money on Hillary Clinton being the nominee. If she is the nominee, if she's running for November, you will hear her continue, as she has already talked about, the importance of women's issues and taking care of those issues, not just because she's a woman, but because she's a Democrat and Democrats believe in it, and that's how this feeds into it. But yeah, because she's a woman, and she would potentially be the first female president. The interesting thing about the way that the polling data comes in on the equal pay stuff is that it doesn't only turn women. And the Democrats were finding in 2014 that there were men who were responding to it too, basically middle-class, working-class men who were from two-income families where both the man and the woman, the husband and the wife, were working. And they were feeling like, hey, we could have more money in our joint bank account if my wife was making more. Now, it obviously resonates more for women than it does for men, even among those that group. But it's not just women who the Democrats feel like they can appeal to on this issue.
We'll leave it there. Isaac, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was White House reporter Edward Isaac Dover from Politico giving us the latest on President Obama's push to bridge the pay gap between men and women.